and welcome to the program. We are again looking for a little strength for today. We're going to be in the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Please have your Bible ready. I received Jesus Christ as my Savior when I was 12 years old, became very, very interested in the subject of the Second Coming. I studied everything I could get my hands on, and I have over the years. I love that subject. There's actually more than a quarter of the Bible that deals with the return of Christ or with prophecy. Both the Old and New Testament deal with the return of Christ, and there's actually more in the Old Testament about the second coming of Christ than there is about his first coming. There are over 1,800 references in the Old Testament concerning his return. 17 Old Testament books deal with this theme. More than 300 references to the Lord's return are found in the New Testament, and one in every 30 verses in the New Testament deals with his return. 23 of the 27 New Testament books refer to the return of Christ, and for every prophecy concerning the first coming of Christ, there are 8 concerning his second coming. A close study of Matthew chapter 24, when the disciples asked the Lord what would be the sign of his return, will show you, with all the things that are happening right now, his coming is very, very close. It will be worth it all when we see Christ.
Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till
reading in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse number 13, it says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Verse 18, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." So first he deals with the facts. He said, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." Now, some people had passed away in the early church there, and people were concerned about what was going to happen. And he said, "No, don't be concerned about that. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren." We need to know the facts. Then he deals with their feelings, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, the Bible doesn't say that we don't sorrow, but we don't sorrow as those who have no hope. The next thing he deals with is faith. He looks at the facts, he deals with the feelings, and he deals with the faith, that is, concerning what we believe. And he said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And then he focuses on the future. Verse 15, "For this I say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." And then he says seven things. Number one, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven." Number one, the Lord himself is coming. Number two, he shall descend from heaven. Number three, with a shout. Number four, with the voice of the archangel. Number five, with the trump of God. And number six, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then, number seven, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then he says, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." With all the things that are going on in this world today, it is very, very obvious, if you didn't even have a little knowledge of the return of Christ according to the scriptures, his return has to be very, very close. And once again, listen to this message and song. Be encouraged. Here's some strength for today. It will be worth it all when we see him.
Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal. Trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. we're tossed and driven on. No human help in sight, but there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his face, all